在这一次我们的夏令会，感谢主学习认识基督徒人生观。对，我们说就是现今已有很高而长 forever。
So the theme of this retreat is
"Now
Comes Forever."
那么我们从创世纪第一到三章来讲到上帝的创造以及人的犯罪堕落以及耶稣基督的救赎。
So we have started from the beginning of Genesis, last
into
the
and also
after that.
说到上帝和人。
We know
about
the relationship between man and God
is a common.
In this relationship, we know that God is our creator. We are his
children.
Adam and Eve committed to God. They are.
所以我们每一位亚当夏娃都和亚当在最终。
So every
one of us has all that in our transgressions. 或者在主的救赎里面，成为新
造的人。Only in the salvation of Jesus Christ that we.The whole scripture tells us salvation in Jesus
Christ.
So through the lens of God's creation, man's fall, and also Jesus' example, that we analyze that.
That is the worldview of Christian Christ. We know
that God created Adam and Eve and created
us. And he also gave us the mission of our life. So, this is what we call our life.
So our mission, cultural mandate.
包含三大内容。
It includes three parts.
一章到第二章所说的。
According to the Genesis chapter one.
第一个是婚姻生子，男人和妻子。
Marriage.
第二是所谓的工作 labor.
And the second is the work. The third is the rest.
所以这样说来，我们看见所有人之所以为人，问题个人，国家，是教会都包含这三个大的单位。
So no matter our church
所要所活的
so that we can live a life that according to God's design in our
天特别是
Today is a moment.
主耶稣是你复活的日子。
It's the day that Jesus resurrected from the
dead. 我要特别讲，如何在这里面得享真正的安息。
So that we can ponder on that. How can we receive in the Lord?
在创世第一章、第二章讲到婚姻。与工作方面都分享了话语。
Just as we have started over the family and work and rest.
今天在主的思想，神所为我们所设立的安息，在基督耶稣赐给我们的安息是什么
？Today we will study that what does rest mean in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们请看到创世记第二章。十诫包括要守安息。
Is that commandment from Mount Sinai that the accident to keep the
Sabbath.
He's turning the Bible to Exodus chapter 20.
This is
that was with the Hebrew language, which the people that familiar with that, who gave them this.
8章第10节。当地的埃及人受以色列民领导到了伯特尼山的盟，埃及人称耶和华为神，当时的埃及人最爱的儿女伯特尼，并以从前寄居的客旅，不与俄国人合作。
God wants his people that to work 6 days and to separate to rest.
请问今天新约的基督徒有没有责任要守守安息？
For our Some would say that those of commands from the Old Testament we are in the last week to keep.
你听过这样的讲法没有啊？
If you think those are commands from Old Testament, if you now apply the principle to the New Testament time, maybe that you will go. So those civil law and ceremonial law all are shadows to point
So, 十诫。
We Christians should obey the commandments.
好，当然应该，对不对？就是永恒的道德律，就是 eternal moral law。但是你告诉我说，第四诫命不是不需要遵守，还是不需要遵守？其他九诫还要遵守。
But if you tell me the fourth we should not
obey, but other than nine, we should obey. 所以别人说父母建议你当孝敬，对，尽量
孝敬父母嘛，是吧？For example, honor your parents, you need to honor your parents.
我们可以说，那第四诫命不需要遵守，就也不需要。
What's the old? We only keep nine commandments.
So, we still have
to obey
the fifth commandment. Of course, we should not do the fourth.
And on the Lord's Day,
we shouldn't do anything.
We should focus
on the worship of the Lord. 除了那些所谓的必须一定要回生要做的事之外
，Only that those things that necessary
that for life. 比如说医院要立足个人，公司法律，建立公司，还有人上班。但是其他的行业，其他的礼拜一到礼拜的，不应该。还有一个就是，对，连续的疾病，看房的病症可以做。所以根据这个感召，不可以说只是修图的安息日。除了，但是这个 mercy 除了必须要维生要做的是原理问题外，其他都不应该做。所以这叫做基督徒在基督耶稣里头新造的人。我们应当跟世人不一样。我们是公众。安息，所谓的早安息日，不是表示什么公众。
And keep the Sabbath day.
Because the Lord created the Sabbath day.
Because the Lord created the Sabbath day.
直到如今，我也做事。上帝不再做他的创造之工，是六日完美的创造。他今天护理之工，他继续大能运行掌管，继续施行救恩的永生，继续在做他的事。
The Father that finished his creation,
provides garments and includes the whole universe in his garments.
So he's
having
his work out. God enjoying his rest also gave this rest to us.
至于我们在不做其他的事，但这一天专注就在上帝。
So on the seventh day, we not do the six days, but
约的时候，其实在圣殿的时候没有。
A priest that they still work in temple did not rest.
那么在安息日里面，那您掐了麦穗吃，就是必须要吃饭，也没有麦穗。
So on the seventh day, that Jesus disciple that they picked up the wheat and the
oats. 耶稣在安息日一瞎眼的瘸腿。
Jesus healed those blind and
limbs
that
are
not healed. Even told those that were against
him. 安息日，这里的人不是安息日圣的人，是安息日的。
The Sabbath day is but man is not bound by it.So the Lord Jesus, he is the Lord of the Sabbath day, and he didn't say that the Sabbath day is of God.
做什么事呢？专心敬拜上帝啊！要吃饭，要吃饭；要做造物的所需要，还要做这些工作。这些工作是专心一意的思想的敬拜。
So on the Sabbath day, that we still need to eat and we need to do some work, but the purpose is that we focus and worship our Lord.
所以我们无论男女老少，到时候每月七日一日这是什么？
So no matter that you're old, young, or man, woman, child, we all need to put ourselves in
the
day. In the Old Testament, the Sabbath day is the seventh
day.
But after Jesus' resurrection, the Lord's day is the first day that Jesus is
resurrected.
So this day is called the day of the Lord, and the rest day for Christians.
所以我们知道有一个教派叫什么圣诞节，但他们在经期末以后还在守旧约的一环。
So there's another group that still try to keep the standards of the Sabbath day.
啊，是错，因为新约里面圣经记载教会在七日第一日敬拜，在七日第一日收集奉献，在七日第一日分分别是五日。
But as Christians that we should worship the Lord on the Sabbath day and receive the offerings on the Sabbath day.
So we should begin the first day of the year as a night. That's what it's going to
be. That we should worship God and receive offerings on the first day of the week. A sign in some of my calendar that is that every day same? I of the Lord. Why do we need to keep the word? The book of Romans, chapter 14, that some people think that every day is the same, some people think that this day is better than the other day. So, but that's not how this verse is
applied.
So, the context for this verse is talking about eating the eating habits, some eat vegetables, some don't. But for those that these are all shadows of the culture, it was different from the days that we
came. 主日被称为主日特别的意义的心意，这里说七日第一日，因为他被称为儿女，the Lord's Day.
The Lord's Day that is separated from the week that is the day of the Lord.
这个叫做单数进化，当时也，这个是我们家庭儿子讲的特别的一些，the Lord's Day.
That is a special day of
worship.
So let us take a look at the Revelation chapter 1.
Verse 9.
I tell your brother
So
we thank our Lord every Lord day that God is born so we can bring our families to worship
him. We shouldn't do that. 在守主的纪念什么？纪念耶稣基督带给我们这个安息。耶稣基督要再来，让我们享受最大的安息。
So on this day, we remember that Lord has given us rest, and we should enjoy this rest.
今天的地上我们还没有完全的关系，我们还有困难，国家还有问题，工作还要换领导，对不对？
啊，爸爸，our days that we still didn't get the perfect rest, we still work hard, we still have struggle.
所以神
给
我
们
赐给我们每个主日，我们就安息在主的脚前，听主的话语，静止，全家人在一起的啥？
So that the Lord of our stay and separate the things of him, quiet and rest in him is wonderful. How great is his grace? We should not go down. Let us go to chapter 4, verse 9.
九节，我们想念第九节，这样看来，必定有安息的安息，会有安息的安息。就是对这个希伯来说，有一个安息，为神的子民，为我们。
So that is another step of.
大家说，那这是什么意思呢？每个主日，向到那个最后那一天，耶稣带来的最大的日子，带来最终的完全的安息，耶稣在向我们纪念的盼望的时候。
So every Lord's Day, we gather together in the of the Christ, being the final that rest.So as Christians, that we are controlled by the opportunity to the world, we should not be like that.
因为我们每一周的主日，我们不怎么深入主日的关系，我们热烈盼望主日再来带给我们最重要的最大的东西。
Every Lord say that the Lord not only blessed body and spirit in him, remember this word, say that finally perfect for us.
今天我们每个主日走完。最后耶稣
What is that final rest?
我们请看启示录。
Let us look at chapter
1. 从第三节念到第五节。
From verse 3 to
5. 好，我们请
大型巨物的所看到的深的状态里面，他要与我工作，他们要懂他的旨意，先要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，他要擦去那一切的污秽，不再有死亡，不再有悲哀、哭号、病痛，和以前的事一样。我就说，看到我家也都更新了。说你要写下一切的话是可信的，是真实的。
他要与我们永远同在，他要是我们上帝，我们做他的子民，直到永永远远。
He says that he will be our God, we will be his people forever.
这叫做 Emmanuel, 以马内利，来救赎的启示。
This is the final completion.
不再有悲哀，不再有痛，不再有癌症，不再有老化去世。
No more deaths and crying tears, cancer or sickness, and everything will be
perfect.
God will wipe out all our
sins.
It's I'm a shepherd of a small church in Sunday
school.
And the only brother that lives in the congregation. So every Wednesday, God is actually training us to worship Him, so that when there's hope will happen, that we will no longer have to
God.
So if you keep the Sabbath for 4 days, the work is also
So
which benefit you want that you have a request so that you can begin to ask and reward yourself or you work things that every day are saying.
学生也是一样，天天读书读不完。如果你和你们家人都在一起的话，你的婚姻生活将。好吧，前面六天你就吵架了。
So, for example, if you fight, argue,
for 6 days, husband,
wife, or
family, you can't do that. 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 You can't
do that.So now you understand that it's for our own benefit that God
连两个生完的还没有办的过程，他都需要守安息守地区的，他才能够在那六天会。
Before Adam and Eve got involved, he said to his God that they even need to
come to the ground.
For us, the sinners after the fall, we were saying that we need to take this time.
当然需要，所以我们要守主日，而且守主日的安息，正是帮助今天能够去遵循神的这最大的诫命，受基督的爱，与爱与圣。
This commandment that they should
love God with all our soul, strength, mind, and also our body. 并且才能够去守主，得到力量去万民做主人头。奉我们施洗的班和他，我们都叫他遵守与印钞用蒙盖，常用的蒙盖，直到世界的末了。
So that the grace to go and tell the earth the order that
the grace is like the best. 所以整个水文化是怎么样？必须才能够实现。
这个 cultural mandate。
所以在大使命、福音使命里面，做到我们要教所吩咐的一切，包含旧约这一切，包含他所做的文化使命，在新约里我们要传讲，因为主耶稣说，凡我所吩咐的，就是圣经一切都教训他们遵守，我就求你们在里面。
So the great commandment
is
only fulfilled
when
the Lord Jesus Christ has all the things that he has from the Lord.
所以在我们讲到这个文化，我们在讲到新约以新约书来，他成就这个救赎大功，怎么说我忍受痛苦做成最大的。
So the first culture is the Lord has suffered all.
那意思，所以福音使命也都颁布了，要我们去。所有接受福音，真的是有愿意悔改、接受了福音、真正明白了福音、耶稣所拯救的福音之后，我们才有可能遵循这些。
So often us we see the gospel fully in our heart, but we go and fulfill the So only after Jesus Christ we have new life and we have.
所以我说大使命叫做福音使命，就是帮助我们给成全的文化使命。
So we say that the Great Commission fulfilled the culture.
所以这也带来我们这次系列的结论。
So this gives us the conclusion of our
topic. 今天的讲题是生命使命。
So today's topic is life and
life. 我也在新约出新生，从这得救主，才遵循福音的使命。
After the Lord's word, Christians from the gospel that they can obey, fulfill the great commandment and mission.
最后，我想以诗篇二十三篇作为我们基督徒跟世界观的总结，帮助大家男女老幼都是一个心理。说一句精华的总结，是我们整个基督徒的人生观、世界观。
So finally, I want to use Psalm 23 to conclude the topic. And we know that everyone familiar from 23. This is the conclusion of our discussion, a view of life.
So,
every government, especially Psalm 23, is memorized. The Lord's Prayer.
最可怕的经历。
And of course, So when they see a glass in the water that they long go, right, they cannot be there, they just jump. So the shepherd is broken hearted, I think the first one they kind of started confused about the rest of the sheep, they all follow the first one. Do you know who I'm truly talking about? First, I'm talking about me because I'm the sheep of the Lord and also
you. And according to our
blind. So if somebody start a church, So David, King David said, I'm the sheep of the Lord, who is my God shepherd. So this psalm is already fulfilled in
the New Testament.
Let's look at the chapter 10.
在约翰福音第十章第九节第十节说到什么？说到主耶稣说：“我是牧人。”前面第九节说：“我来了是要叫羊叫人得生命，并且得的更丰
富。”
今天我们诗篇二十三篇的部分的开始。
耶稣是好的，
是你的牧者。当你想到诗篇二十三篇的时候，耶和华是什么？
The Lord is the Holy
Spirit. 对，主耶稣是我们的，意思就是说，你自由拥有圣都，所以叫出来。主耶稣所负责的，在新约里是主耶稣基督就是。
Here the Lord is the Trinity God.Jesus Christ is also
that's 第一个，他是个王。最让我们在思考第七个。苏醒，活过
来。
好，为他自己的名引导我们走。
那
第四节说，我虽然是个十一万里才包台，一边有声音。
And the fourth verse said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear.
因为主耶稣已经替我经过死里，并且死亡中，所以我不惧。
Because already I have
passed for you. 因为他为我舍命，所以我不怕伤害，我不怕死。
Because he died for me, so I do not fear.
因为他胜过死。他借着什么怪怪的长子，觉得魔鬼释放声音，怕死的人。好，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。我要住在耶和华的殿中，家里是宝。
I want to live in the house of the Lord forever.
So
the scripture is the view
of 全在世界上的软经
And all summarizing
这个主要是
Five
points
for
Christian worldview
Five
main
points
for our view 第一个唯独圣经
Bible,
the
second point is grace
on
the
Christ's
grace that
saves us. 对，羊能够活下去呢，完全依靠牧羊人的恩典。
Survive on grace.
然后不能靠自己大胆小乱。
Sheep cannot live on their own.
第三，唯独依靠基督的公义，羊一定要信靠他的保护。
There's a
first time that Jesus Christ comes. 还能走在地上正法，要不然他会走偏，分享
的分子会。That
we right through the righteousness, we will not. 唯如基督是中西，羊要注目清牧羊的声音的上升的。
Only Christ.
最后，唯独神得一切荣耀，因为他不断的以恩惠慈爱绕着我，而且永远在那儿住在他的教会、他的家里。唯独他的恩典，唯独他得到一切荣耀。
Our family, in our marriage,
we have to fight for. Young people, just in their own life,
we have to have
a good life. Only grace, only faith, only Christ, only Jesus, only God.这就是基督徒世界观的五要点。
Bible only, grace only, faith only, Christ only, glory to God. That's
all. 也是五百年前 Reformation 脱离天主教 黑暗时代的高举的教旗，不要开创我的光辉。在十六世纪，被1500多年之前，我们要讲的四下这个宗教改革五要点，就是圣经、世界观、人生观这一切的五要点，是生命生活的全部。
So this is happened at 500 years ago. So
we have 5 years. 对，感谢主，我们今天讲到讲完了。奇妙的三一真神，耶稣是我们救主，是我们中保。认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差的救主耶稣基督，这就是我们的。
Lord, we thank you.
你赐给我们生命，赐我们生命。
You die for us.
你要我们听命，听你的话语。
You also ask us to listen
to you. 主的羊听你的声音。
And listen to his own voice.
主要是我们常常不听你的。
And give us that often
hear. 我们从今天起。圣经祷告，听主的声音，主的带领。
Help us to lay on that we carefully listen to your voice.
使我们在我们的婚姻、家庭、工作里都遵从你的旨意。
So that we live to the
Lord. 让敬虔生活得主日。
So that we have a life
that is worthy. 圣灵，那就是也在一个人的最后的关键。
That day that
is the
first, the final
rest. 耶稣，我们愿你快来。愿你再来一些，启动我们对自己的不要再浪费，不要浪费我们生命乃是遵循你的这个使命，传扬福音直到地极，直到地极，这一切都是恩典，这荣耀完全耶稣就是圣灵祷告。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Amen.